Jesus is Jewish. Jesus is Jewish? In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If this is correct, and in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke shall pass from the law until all is accomplished." And if that is correct, and heaven and earth are still here, then this next verse is correct. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, "For I, the Lord, do not change." So since Jesus was born a Jew, raised a Jew, had his ministry to only the Jews, he was crucified by the Romans as a Jew, went into the grave as a Jew, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when he was resurrected, he did not change into some Gentile religion. And Jesus was and always will be a Jew. We invite you to come and discover the truth that Jesus is Jewish.
Welcome to the Jesus is Jewish show number 7. What does it mean to be Jesus' Jewish bride? We're going to look at this topic from Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 and 7. It says in Revelation 19, verse 6 and 7, "Then I heard something like the voice of a great multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." We're going to explore today what it means for the bride of Jesus to make herself ready. Well, let's take a look at that word ready. In the Greek, it's G2090. Definition number one says, to make ready, prepare. Number two, to make the necessary preparations, get everything ready. So, how is the body of Messiah, the bride, how is it to prepare while waiting for the bridegroom to return? How do you think the body is supposed to prepare? Well, number two, it says, to make the necessary preparations, get everything ready. So let's ask ourselves, what necessary preparation is the body supposed to be doing? What are they supposed to be making? What changes do we think that we have to do? Well, what changes do we think Jesus has made in all that time? He's been gone for 2,000 years. I can prove only one thing from the Bible that has happened to Jesus. From the time he ascended to heaven to the time he comes back, when he was here the first time, he was the Lamb who was sacrificed for our sins. But when the bridegroom returns, when he, the Messiah, comes, he's going to be the King. Let's read verse number 7 again. "Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready." How is the body supposed to be preparing for the bridegroom's return? For the King's return, for Messiah Yeshua's return? One incredible major error the bride is not doing is she is not preparing herself to be married to a Jew. Yes. The body is not preparing herself to be married to a Jew. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, when Jesus returns, will he be anything other than a Torah-keeping Jew? For when Jesus comes for his bride and gathers her, where is he going to take her to live? Where are they going to live? California, France, Mexico, South America, Israel? Where are they going to live? Well, if we turn to Yochanan, John chapter 14, verse 2 and 3, let's see where they're going to live. "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Very interesting. Where's the bridegroom going to take his bride to live? Well, in verse number 2, it said, the Father's house. The Father's house. Well, let's ask ourselves, do you want to live at the Father's house? Most, I am thinking, are saying yes. Okay? Most of them thinking are saying, yeah, it'd be nice to live at the Father's house. For the description in Revelation about the Father's house is really amazing. And one of the references is Revelation 21, verse 19. It says, the foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. How would you like to have a fence around your home that had all these precious stones in it? Another reference in Revelation 21, verse 21, it says, and the streets of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. Wouldn't you like to live there? Okay, I definitely want to live there. Foundation stones, of this precious stones, and the streets of the city were pure gold. Now, who would not want to live in such a beautiful place, you know? Especially if the only other alternative is to live in hell, okay? So you can live in heaven or you can live in hell. So, it is the Father's house the bridegroom is going to take us to live. Let's think about that for a minute. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today and forever. If he is Jewish, then his father is Jewish. Hey, let me say it again. If he is Jewish, if the bridegroom, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, is Jewish, then his father is Jewish? Yeah, remember Yeshua the Messiah said, I and the Father are one? Now, here's where most people do not have the correct idea. Being Jewish, or a better word would, or a better way to say it would be being Hebrew, it's not really a religion, but it's a way of life. You're saying it's a way of life? I thought it was a religion. No. If you read Deuteronomy 30, verse number 20, it says, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life. He's talking about the commandments. Moses is saying the commandments are our life. So let's think about that for a second. Who do you belong to? Father and his son, right? Okay, and who do these commandments belong to? The Father and his son. Being Jewish or Hebrew is a way of thinking, a way of acting, a way of eating, a way to raise your children, how to act as a son or daughter, or a husband or a wife, a way of celebrating life. A way of celebrating life. So when Moses said there in Deuteronomy 30, verse 20, by loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life. He's talking about the commandments. So if we're the bride, we have to be prepared to be like him. We have to be preparing our hearts, because it's not about being Jewish, or like I said, a better word, Hebrew. What it is, it's about who these commandments belong to. Being Jewish or Hebrew is a way of thinking, a way of acting, a way of eating, a way to raise your children, how to act as a son or daughter, or a husband or a wife, a way of celebrating life. So this is different than the world. So when it says in Revelation 19, verse 7, let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. We have to make ourselves ready in the way that we act, the way we think, the way we eat, the way we raise our children, and most of all, the way we celebrate life. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial message. We'll be back right after this.
We pray that you are being blessed by this teaching. Let me ask you something. Do you have in your spirit that there is more to know about the Messiah? Are you feeling spiritually dry? And you need some real living water taught to you from someone like one of the disciples who were all Messianic Jews? A Messianic Jew is a Jewish person who knows the Messiah has come. Is there a stirring in you that for the prophecies about to unfold all over the earth, that you are not as prepared as you would like to be? And you want the type of faith like those 11 Jewish disciples? So you say to yourself, is there a real place that I can go like one I see in the book of Acts? Is there a place where Jews and Gentiles worship together as one people? Is there a place that teaches the straight up biblical truth like the Messiah taught without rabbinic teaching or man-made church doctrine? A place that could really prepare me for what is coming? A place that follows in the footsteps of Messiah and worships on the Sabbath. Come out to Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation on Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, Israel and prophecy news, and most important, the word from a Jewish understanding. All who seek the truth are welcome. Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the JesusIsJewishShow.com.
So check out our website, thejesusisjewishshow.com. Or bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. All right, let's get back to our topic. What does it mean to be Jesus's Jewish bride? Okay, Revelation 19, verse 7. Let's refresh our memory for a second. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. So how are you preparing to be for the bridegroom's return? How are you preparing? He left you a book to read. He really left you a book about his family that you're going to be part of, okay? And that book is called the Bible. It tells you all the things that are important to Yeshua and the Father. How are you preparing in your spirit to live at that special house? The house Yeshua the Messiah has been working on for 2,000 years. Do you think Yeshua will allow atheists to live there? No. Do you think Yeshua will let Muslims live there? No. Do you think Yeshua will let Hindus live there? No. Murderers, thieves, drug addicts? Absolutely not. And if he's not going to allow those people to live at his father's house,
Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation is located at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation at 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Visit our website, bgmctv.org. That's bgmctv.org. Or the JesusIsJewishShow.com.